A-side's got hype, but people root for the underdog. There may be a main event, but don't sleep on the undercard. Welcome to the B-side, you can take your sneaks off, take you for a sweet ride. Ah, info we supply, worldwide, thanks for flipping to the B-side, yeah.
Hosted by Brian McKay.
Welcome back, and thank you for flipping to the B-side. I am your host, Brian B. Mac McKay, and in this episode, I am joined by the head coach of the Richmond Spiders, Aaron Roussel. Coach Roussel is in his seventh season at Richmond with a total of 21 seasons of coaching experience. He has an overall record of 434-186, and I'm not very good at math, but that's somewhere around 70%. Last season, Coach Roussel guided Richmond to its first back-to-back Atlantic 10 regular season titles in program history, while also earning the program's very first NCAA tournament win. He was also named A-10 Coach of the Year for the second straight season. Coach and his wife, Molly, have a son named Riley and two daughters, Kelsey and Kendall. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the show, Aaron Roussel. How are you, Coach?
I'm doing well, B-Mac. I appreciate you having me on, man.
Well, don't expect anything like Debbie's podcast, which I know you've been on a couple of times. I don't have the gift of gab that she does, but we'll see where this goes.
Hey, man, you're selling yourself short. I know people give me a hard time about Lou Holtz and this and about our team and everything, but I know you got skills, man. I know you got skills. Don't be too bashful about it.
Appreciate you, Coach. All right, let's see. Returning key components from last year's team, such as Maggie Dugan, A-10 Player of the Year, First Team All-Conference Rachel Ostrom, and point guard Allie Sweeney, just to name a few. How valuable is that in terms of the stability of your program?
Yeah, I mean, anytime, especially this day and age, right, anytime you can have continuity, you know, to have two players the caliber of Maggie and Rachel to be in their fourth year at a mid-major, I think is huge. You know, when they got here 3 years ago, I don't think anybody ever thought about why wouldn't somebody be here, you know, for 4 years. It's crazy to think how recently that was the norm. You know, so I think all of Spider Nation very grateful for those guys to stick around. You mentioned Allie Sweeney too. You know, stability is great, especially, you know, with caliber of the first two, but when you have your point guard coming back and, you know, just the IQ that she played with, the toughness that she played with last year, had been through the grind, you know, had been through the battles of having coach on her as a freshman when she wasn't in there as much. But I treated her as, you know, she's got to, I don't say grow up, you know, that's probably a slight to her. But she had to get those reps and get those experiences, even when she wasn't on the game court her freshman year. And then last year, she was outstanding. You know, she does not get enough credit for the success that we had last year and the responsibility that she had to drive that. So I think that part's been great. And then, you know, obviously we have some other players that have been in our program that we're looking for new things this year and different experiences. But even before all of that, BMAC, like the fact that we have so much continuity on our staff, I think is another thing that probably gets overlooked. You know, Janine and Brittany have been with us the whole time that I have, you know, and Ariel's been here for a few years. AJ and Alex, I think at minimum, they're all going into our, or I think we're all going into our third year together. So, you know, when you have success at this level, usually that isn't always the continuity that you have in the staff.
Absolutely. Let's talk about Maggie for a second. She's improved leaps and bounds each year under you. This is a two-part question. So what do you attribute her rise to, and what do you believe she could do and she could add to her game that would make her even better?
Yeah, I mean, she's just so incredibly driven, you know, and that's not something that I want to take any credit for. You know, she came in driven. You know, there was probably some question marks with a few things, right? You just never know how somebody's going to be at this level and, you know, had success, but You know, she had the luxury of playing for her mom in high school. And I say luxury, like her mom was a college coach and a heck of a player and really tough. And so you just didn't know how she would come in, how she'd respond to us. You know, I think she's, you know, probably don't treat her the same now, you know, and probably in some ways treating her like a pro. But I know, you know, 3 years ago, it was not, life wasn't always easy, you know, for her. And we challenged her. I challenged her. You know, I don't mean this to sound like I'm taking any credit for this, but I saw greatness in her early, you know, and I really thought that, hey, if this is, if we want to be special, and we didn't maybe know what we're going to be the few years leading up to this, but if we were going to be special her senior year, I needed her to be challenged. I needed to know what we were going to get out of her. I needed that level of toughness for her. And she's more than done that. You know, I think just, I said her work ethic and her drive, but she wants me to tell her what she needs to work on, right? So whether it was, you know, different components of her game, you know, her first few years, this past summer, you know, leading into your second part of the question, BMAC, of we know she needed to change her body a little bit. She needed to get stronger. You know, I felt, you know, from a rebounding standpoint, from a finishing at the basket, she has a gift to be a finisher, but sometimes a little bit too reliant on a perimeter jump shot. And, you know, she has a good gift to finish at the basket. We needed to see a little bit more of that. And I think that's what opposing coaches are going to see right now, is just her ability to finish at the basket, her ability and want to be at the basket. She really is, you know, I'll say three level, but a special two level scorer. She'll appreciate that I said that.
Tierra Simon, a potentially very impactful transfer from St. Louis. What do you see her bringing to the team?
Yeah, I mean, I think we were intrigued because of the fact that she brings a level of toughness and ability to rebound without us necessarily having to change how we play offensively, right? And I think we really, you know, led up to this, but last year, so many things that we were able to do offensively because everybody was a threat, everybody could shoot it. I've always felt that we can have a non-shooter or two. We can always have a non-shooter on the floor. You know, we can do some different things with that. But Tierra doesn't force us to have to do that. She still has some great perimeter skills, whether that's putting the ball on the floor. I mean, she handles it like a guard. That's not something you always know, right? We in our system, when somebody comes in new to our program, usually they're freshmen, the ball's in their hands a lot, right? We say everybody needs a point guard, but oftentimes our, quote, fours and fives are like a quarterback, right? They've got a lot of decision-making. They got the ball in their hands. She's phenomenal at that for just coming into the program.
Taking a look at your schedule, you have Texas early in the non-conference slate, as well as playing TCU and Green Bay in the Cancun Challenge during Thanksgiving. What benefits do you believe come from playing such tough matchups early in the season?
Yeah, I mean, I think going back a couple of years, you know, probably a lot of different reasons go into this, but you know, we needed it last year. You know, we needed an at-large, right? So I think obviously coming out of the A-10, you kind of go into it saying, God, we really need to win the league. But, you know, as we started to get going, and it's such respect for the teams that we had in our league last year. You know, George Mason, St. Joe's, Davidson, you know, on down the list. And then the level of coaches that are in this league. Like, I knew going in, like, God, I really thought we were a special team. I really wanted our kids to get that experience, you know, in the second season. I just didn't know if we could get there, you know? And so much for us was that these things, the NCAA has made this so hard for people at our level, schools at our level, to get the at-large bid. I wanted to do everything that we could. So at the end of the season, if they said, hey, your record wasn't good enough to be in the A-10 or to be an at-large, or you weren't good enough, whatever it may be, I could have lived with that. I never wanted it to be on me to say, at the end of the day, your schedule just wasn't good enough, you know. And yeah, we had to get some wins, right? Beating Oklahoma State. You know, weirdly, the fact that we were close with Texas won us a lot of points. So I think we needed that one to grow. And I think going 17-1 in the A-10 was a product of how much we challenged ourselves early. But being upset, or if you want to call it an upset, but a tough loss in the semis against a very good team, we needed to kind of have that stock behind us and show that we could play at the level that of other NCAA tournament teams.
Okay. Do you believe having a veteran roster like you have will help in your preparation for those games?
I think we got a handful of veterans, but man, BMAC, this is not me, Lou Holtz, and going back to the beginning of it, man. I think people maybe don't understand or give the kids enough credit that left the program last year, right? And I say left, like they all graduated. You know, we didn't have anybody, you know, in the portal. You know, we had, you know, but out of our nine, I think, heaviest minutes kids last year, six of them graduated, you know, so we were really experienced last year. And I think that helped us. The experience that that Sweeney, that Ali Sweeney got, that Rachel Ullstrom, that Maggie Dugan got, I mean, is a thousandfold right now, right? So it's not just that they're 4 years, but they've been through some monster battles that really not many people at this level have been through the tournament. So I think the four of us kind of have that together. Tierra's a fifth year, you know, and but I think what's maybe lost, and maybe I sold them short because we don't have experience, but a lot of those kids were in our program last year. Some of the kids that we're relying on to be good this year, Sam Dewey, you know, with Peyton Richard, like those guys were in our system last year. Alicia Newell had success in our system last year, you know. And so then for that, on top of that, we sprinkled in, you know, we mentioned Tierra. We, you know, Skylar Travis, I think, can be an impactful, solid big for us. But now we're kind of going back to what we were last year, many, many years ago, brother. We got freshmen ready to make an impact again. You know, it just wasn't happening. It definitely wasn't happening at this level. It wasn't happening for NCAA tournament teams. There's some really, really good freshmen across the country. But you look at the top 100 kids over the last 2 years, there's very few of them that made an impact. You talk about COVID, you talk about fifth years. So many of these things were being granted extra eligibility. I really like our freshmen. I think we have some impactful kids that are gonna surprise. So I'll go back to it. I think maybe we're a little bit of a blend of having some experience, but I think some youthful eagerness, I'll call it that, which we'll hope will be a positive more often than it's a negative.
Nice. The A-10 this year celebrating their 50th year, a huge milestone for the conference. What are your thoughts on that celebration, the fact that it's been around 50 years?
I think it goes back to, I feel like I keep saying this word stability and using it in different references here. But, you know, you look at so many things, even at the biggest of conferences, the smallest of conferences, how much change there's been, you know. And so I think I give our the administrations at the schools, I think sitting in those meetings with our athletic directors in Naples in May every year, I'm always astounded how smart these guys are, you know, how much they're looking and forward thinkers they are. Obviously, you look at the administration of the A-10, the conference commissioners, associate commissioners, like they're thinking about all these things. So the stability that we've had as a league, I think, has benefited all of the basketball programs. You know, we're a basketball-centric league. I think it's helped all of us. But there just hasn't been a lot of turnover, you know. UMass, you know, I think I came into the league 7 years ago. There's 14 schools. Cool. You know, we bumped up to 15 when we added Loyola. We're back to 14 because we lost UMass. But of all the transitions, all the grabs that have been happening with schools and money, you look at a high level basketball centric conference that has had a high majority of their members in here. I think it should be celebrated, right? I mean, I wasn't here 50 years ago, but I think it says a lot about what's happened in the last 7-8 years at a national level. And I think we all feel good about where we are right now, and maybe more importantly, where we're going to be in the next 4 to 5 and 7-8 years.
Awesome. Well, Coach, I'm going to get you out of here, but we got to play this one quick game. This game I play with all my guests is called Pass Me That Napkin. And all you need is a napkin. You need a pen. This is something that Van Chancellor and I used to play every time I would be around him. If we'd be at a restaurant, we could be at his dinner table, whatever. He pulls out a napkin. He pulls out a pen. He says, all right, Brian, let's do this. Let's put the top 10 list of WNBA players in the league right now. Or let's draft, you know, we'll go off of players from the Western Conference. Whatever, you know, the possibilities are endless. But for you, obviously many things will need to go right for any team to win a conference championship. But I want to get from you your five things Richmond women's basketball will need to focus on, let's use your word, stability-wise, to emerge as A-10 champions at the end of the season.
Yeah, I mean, I think a lot of people take pride in our offense, and we do too. But I think what often got looked past last year was just the level of defense, the high level of defense that we played. This is going to be boring, and Debbie's going to be mad, but my first two things right now are going to say defense and rebounding. And I say that, and Debbie and I know that we're on the same page. Offense, yes. I still one of these offense wins championships. I'm going to get a lot of high school coaches and other people telling me I'm crazy right now. But as much as I really do value offense, and we have to be able to score against the Texas and the TCUs of the world, this is a group that needs to make sure that we are rebounding the basketball well. And I think this could be one of our better rebounding teams. We have to do that really, really well. I hate to sound, this is a positive, but I don't mean to sound negative, but you and I both know we were really good last year, and there were still some of this ups and downs.
Yeah.
This group has to be mature enough to handle the ups and downs because, obviously having the picked first in the league and in the preseason top 25, those are all great things for our program, but it comes with it a target. Great. Like I've often said, if people are chasing us, then they're probably chasing the wrong thing. We're chasing a conference championship. We're chasing winning the next game. That's probably what everybody should be chasing. So I think if we don't get caught up in just the fact that, hey, look, we're playing some really good teams. Coach wouldn't be doing his job if we finished this conference season 13-0. We're going to have some ups and downs. We're going to win some games that, it's not going to be our offense. So I think we have to be mature with this group, maybe with that. And I'll give my coaches an assist right now. We have to be coachable. And that's been something that's really struck me so far is just the amount of film sessions that our kids are asking for. The amount of outside sessions that our coaches are being asked to be in on. So I know that some of these are intangibles, but I will say at the end of this, man, this is a long season, so you still got to have some fun with it. Like, it can't be a relief at the end of – I've been fortunate to coach some really good teams. I learned early that if this is a relief at the end of those 40 minutes, this is going to get real freaking exhausting. And so there has to be some joy, right? Like, we're all perfectionists. There's definitely times that, we win a game and we're talking about four things that we didn't do well. And sometimes I have to stop and be like, hey, you're right. We didn't do those things and we'll fix that tomorrow. But winning's hard. I don't care what level you're at. I don't care if you were expected to win, not expected to win. Winning is hard. There is so much that goes into it that you have to celebrate the wins. And I hope we get more, hope we win more than we lose. But we have to make sure that we still find some joy. And I think that's been something that's been really key to the last few years is, whether it's getting ice cream, whether it's celebrating with our fans, we do enjoy. I've even forced myself to enjoy and celebrate the wins. There's going to be hopefully some fun things this year that we can celebrate, but we have to be mindful of that.
Well, Coach, I'm looking forward to it, and can't wait to see the season. Can't wait to season get started so we can get some games going. And thank you so much for coming on with me today. This has been awesome.
Well, you are awesome, man. You and I go back a little bit, and huge admirer of what you do and appreciate what you do. And I'm here for you anytime, but I'm also looking forward to you having some other folks on here to watch and learn as well.
Yes, sir. I always appreciate you, Coach. Thank you.
All right. Right back at you. Thank you.